There's a stricter regulation on short-term vacation rental services like Airbnb and HomeAway won a victory in court last week. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld an ordinance in the city of Santa Monica, California, that prevented the booking companies from listing properties that were not licensed and registered with the city. That ruling came just in time for the Honolulu City Council, which yesterday heard hours of public testimony on several proposals to regulate short-term rentals. Here's Airbnb attorney David Louie telling council members why he thinks the proposed rules for Oahu would violate the Communications Decency Act and wouldn't hold up in court.
And that's the law that has allowed the internet to flourish. And what it says is that a hosting platform cannot be held liable for the content of a particular posting or a particular advertisement. That means that users can be held liable, but not the hosting platform.
Ivan Louis Kwan disagrees. He's an attorney for Hilton Hawaiian Village, and he told the committee that the Santa Monica court decision allowed similar short-term rental regulations to take effect.
What this court said is that monitoring third-party content in these ordinances that regulate short-term rentals is not publication of third-party content and is not a violation of the Communications Decency Act. What it goes on to say, allowing internet companies to claim Communications Decency Act immunity under these circumstances would risk them from local regulations and would, quote, create a lawless no man's land on the internet.
HPR's Ryan Finnerty tells us more about the proposed rules and what members of the public had to say about them.
The debate over regulating short-term rentals on Oahu is always personal. For every story like this,
I unexpectedly lost my husband along with his income and physical help in caring for our home. Out of desperation, I agreed to start my membership with Airbnb this year. And since then, I am now able to handle my monthly mortgage.
You also hear another story like this.
Now there are short-term rentals, illegal, all illegal, on both sides of us, and there are four just on our block alone. We didn't realize what this was like. Normally, the people, many of them stay one night, two nights, often with two, three, four cars. There are often 10, 15 people in the house.
That was Georgetta Chalk and Robert Meyer. They were two of the more than 70 people who signed up to testify before the Honolulu City Council yesterday. Members of the council's planning committee were listening to public feedback on two proposals to regulate short-term rentals on Oahu. One of those proposals came from Mayor Kirk Caldwell, who is no stranger to vacation rental regulation.
As you can see by the number of people in this room and outside in the hallway, it's something that touches a chord with many. And any action taken will not please everybody. And council members before you have tried to address it along with mayors and never very successfully. And the number of units have grown dramatically from 800 back in 1989 or 2000 back in 1989 to somewhere between maybe 15 to 20,000 we're told on the island of Oahu. And it is a huge, huge issue and problem for all of us. I think the only way we get something passed is through balance and compromise. And extremism on either side just won't work. It will mean the whole effort fails and we start again at some point down in the future.
Mayor Caldwell's proposal is called Bill 89. It was refined over months of work in 2018, which included multiple hearings before an independent planning commission and hours of public comments. Katia Balasiano is with the City Department of Planning and Permitting. Here she is explaining the administration's evolving view on one of the most divisive aspects of short-term rentals, unhosted whole home rentals, also known as temporary vacation units.
Our original bill allowed for TVU expansion into the residential zones. And then after the extensive testimony that we heard in the during the Planning Commission meetings, we had offered to change that because sufficient numbers of people had raised the same question in regards to the protection of residential neighborhoods. So we scaled back the expansion of TVUs to those zoning districts that already had a good mass transportation network and that already had amenities for visitors. So it's now what we propose is limiting it to the apartment mixed-use, business mixed-use districts.
The bill also requires rental owners to register with the city, create separate tax categories for purely residential homes and short-term rentals, and levy steep fines against rule violators. But it still allows for homeowners in some areas to rent out individual rooms within their residence, what the administration calls a bed and breakfast. The thinking is the presence of homeowners will alleviate many of the negative impacts neighbors often complain about. It's all part of the effort to balance the expectations of homeowners with the economic reality that many of their neighbors can no longer afford to live in those homes.
We have multiple interests, you know, encouraging the economy, trying to protect long-term rentals, helping people meet, you know, make ends meet, and then protecting the neighborhoods themselves. You know, they're sometimes competing interests here, so we're trying to find that balance.
Part of that balance is the recognition that short-term rentals have now become a major part of Hawaii's economic growth. Visitor arrivals have been increasing every year, far faster than new hotels are being built. That, and the associated economic benefits, has only been possible because of short-term rentals. At yesterday's hearing, Mayor Caldwell highlighted the pitfalls of cracking down too harshly on vacation rentals.
Our industry is extremely healthy, and a lot of it has to do with the lift factor, the capacity, airline capacity, but a lot of lift coming into our state because of the demand for seats. And if that demand remains, the lift factor remains strong. If we eliminate every single vacation rental, if we wiped out the 15 to 20,000, we're gonna see airlines cut back on the number of flights they fly in. Some would say maybe that's a good thing, but we've seen in the past when we've gone through recessionary periods like in 2008 with the Great Recession, that it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy and lift goes down, down and down. It impacts the entire industry, our number one industry in the state of Hawaii and our major employer.
The economic penetration of the short-term rental industry on Oahu is undeniable. Rental operators generate income directly, but they also support local cleaning and maintenance businesses. Eric Kloninger was commissioned by the Travel Technology Association to conduct a study on the economic impact of the industry on the island of Oahu.
We found that in 2017, visitors staying at alternative accommodations on Oahu spent about $1.1 billion on our island. This direct spending translated to over $500 million in personal income.
Even the hotel industry acknowledges that some form of legal plan for short-term rentals will need to be implemented. Mufi Hanneman is the president of the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association. He's also the former mayor of Honolulu.
We are not against transit vacation rentals. What we want to see is a bill that targets illegal transit vacation rentals. That's our major objective. We want to seek a bill that's all about transparency, accountability, registration, fines, enforcement, limits, and a separate tax classification.
The City Council advanced two proposals yesterday. One was Mayor Caldwell's compromise bill. The other, Bill 85, is seen as much harsher. It would ban all short-term rentals outside of Waikiki and resort areas and establish huge fines for violators, up to $50,000 per day for first-time offenders. It would also allow residents to sue their neighbors who operate illegal rentals. I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
So both bills, 85 and 89, will be heard by the full City Council, but no word yet on when that will be. We'll have links to both proposals posted on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.